Welcome to your five for today. A lady in a faded gingham dress and her husband, dressed in a threadbare suit, stepped off the train in Boston and walked timidly, without an appointment, into the Harvard University president's outer office. The secretary could tell in a moment that people such as this had no business at Harvard. "We want to see the president," the man said softly. "He's busy all day," the secretary snapped. "We'll wait," the lady replied. For hours, the secretary ignored them, hoping that the couple would finally become discouraged and go away. They didn't, and the secretary grew frustrated and finally decided to disturb the president. "Maybe if you see them for a few minutes, they will leave," she said to him. He sighed in exasperation and nodded. Someone of his importance obviously didn't have the time to spend with them. But he detested gingham dresses and worn-out suits cluttering up his outer office. The president, stern-faced and with dignity, strutted towards the couple. The lady told him, "We had a son who attended Harvard for 1 year. He loved Harvard. He was happy here. But about a year ago, he was accidentally killed. My husband and I would like to erect a memorial to him somewhere on campus." The president wasn't touched. He was shocked. "Madam," he said gruffly, "we can't put up a statue to every person who attended Harvard and died. If we did, the place would look like a cemetery." "Oh, no," the lady explained quickly. "We don't want to erect a statue. We thought we would like to give a building to Harvard." The president rolled his eyes. He glanced at the gingham dress and the threadbare suit and exclaimed, "A building? Do you have any idea how much a building costs?" "We have over $7.5 million in the physical buildings here at Harvard." For a moment, the lady was silent. The president was pleased. Maybe he could get rid of them now. The lady turned to her husband and said quietly, "Is that all it costs to start a university? Why don't we just start our own?" Her husband nodded. The president's face wilted in confusion and bewilderment. Mr. and Mrs. Leland Stanford got up and walked away. Traveling to Palo Alto, California, where they established the university that bears their name, Stanford University, a memorial to a son that Harvard no longer cared about. Looking at the outward appearance can be very deceptive. God always looks at the heart. He is not in the least condescending and will not be dismissive of those who come to him. In fact, he welcomes all who come to him with a genuine heart. He goes further and says, "Those who come to me, I will not reject."